On Sunday, May 15th, an estimated 3,000 people from the Philadelphia region will take part in Living Beyond Breast Cancer's Reach and Raise. We're going to talk about that in depth this morning. Jean Sachs is here. She is CEO of Living Beyond Breast Cancer, celebrating a 25th anniversary. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I know
now
it's a milestone.
That's the agency, not you.
It is the organization is turning 25 this year.
And how long have you been there?
I have actually been part of the organization for 20 of those 25 years. So,
well, happy anniversary to you as well.
Thank you.
How is LBBC celebrating 25 years?
So we're doing a lot of things. I mean, one of the things we're doing is just we really want people to know we're here. We're not going anywhere. We were founded to educate and support women with breast cancer, and our mission is really very similar today. So we really want to let people know we're here. We're having an amazing event, our 15th annual Reach and Raise, which used to be called Yoga on the Steps, which is a large-scale yoga class held on the iconic steps of the Philadelphia Museum of Art. It's really an incredible morning, you know, seeing thousands of people practice yoga together at a place that we all know so well, you know, but we don't think of doing yoga there.
And it's such a perfect location. Now, Jean, I think an important component, people like to know where their monies go when they give to fundraisers. So how does LBBC utilize the money that you raise?
Yeah, that's a great question. So Living Beyond Breast Cancer, we are all about education and support. So our mission is to connect people impacted by breast cancer with trusted information and a community of support. So
and there are programs in place, right?
Yes, we have a lot of programs. First of all, our website is chock full of information, so you can spend a lot of time there. There is videos and then lots of, you know, you can search any topic and find information. We have a helpline you can call to talk to another woman who's been diagnosed. We can match you with someone in a similar circumstance. We do webinars, conferences. We do other programs that we live web stream, so you can just be in your house watching. We have a lot of brochures. We have a library of almost 20 titles that are 60-page in-depth on a variety of topics, both for women with early-stage breast cancer as well as women with metastatic breast cancer. So those women where the cancer has spread beyond their breast, it is no longer curable, but it is treatable. And that's a population we do a lot for. We also do a lot for young women who are diagnosed with breast cancer, because if you are diagnosed young, the issues are different. You've got fertility to think about, got dating, you've got a longer time to work, you've got a longer time to live with this health history and the side effects. So we're all about sort of wherever you are, whatever subtype, whatever age, whatever stage, we can give you information that is relevant to you. And then you don't have to sort through everything. You just find what's right for you.
That's what makes you guys a little more unique than your traditional.
Yeah, it's really the way breast cancer treatment is moving. You know, we're moving into an age of personalized medicine. So everybody is treated a little bit differently. So we tailor information. And I do think that makes us unique. And I do think it makes us, it's good to have a trusted resource, because there's a lot of information out there if you're going to just, you know, Google breast cancer, and a lot of it is not accurate. Anything we put up has been medically reviewed and consumer reviewed. So we're not doing any false promises. We're giving you real information, and we're also presenting it in a really understandable way, because breast cancer is complicated. You get a lot of terms thrown at you. So we have a glossary. We have a way for you to then go, what did my doctor say? Let me check that out. What does that really mean? And of course, people can always call our office as well.
Jean and her team have done a lot of the homework for you, and that's why it's such a great resource at LBBC. What is that helpline?
So our helpline number is 888-753-5222. That is also available via chat. So if you actually go to our website and you click on the helpline, you can just chat immediately with another helpline volunteer. It is live 9 to 9, 5 days a week.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So for people who, you know, it's kind of hard to pick up the phone sometimes. So maybe you want to start by just maybe asking a question like, you know, what's it going to be like when I lose my hair, or how do I manage nausea, or I don't know, whatever your question is. So again, 888-753-5222, or just go on the website and you can chat with a helpline volunteer.
LBBC.org. How many women are affected by breast cancer?
About 290,000 women are diagnosed every year, but there are millions of women who are living with metastatic breast cancer or are survivors of the disease. So there are so many people that are impacted. And, you know, when a woman is diagnosed, it's not really just her, it's everyone around her. So we do a lot to also serve the people that are surrounded, whether it's the caregiver, the partner, the husband, the daughter, the son, the aunt, the sister, all those people need support.
How did you come to work with Living Beyond Breast Cancer?
I was always passionate about women's health. I, I started out at Women's Way, so a long time ago, and then I worked for Allison Schwartz when she first ran for the state Senate, worked on her campaign, and then worked with her to form a whole package of women's health legislation. And during that time, which was the mid-90s, I guess, we had some breast cancer legislation, actually, the Mammography Quality Assurance Act, to make sure that when you went to a mammogram that actually met standards. And I met a lot of the breast cancer advocates, and I was really inspired by them. I mean, they were finally putting like a face and a voice to this disease that affected so many. You know, today we think, oh, breast cancer, everybody talks about it. Well, in the 90s, people didn't talk about it.
Right.
And that's really what, you know, got me interested and had a couple jobs in between, but then ended up at Living Beyond Breast Cancer.
15th annual signature fundraising event, 1 week from today, formerly known as Yoga on the Steps.
So it's called Reach and Raise.
Reason
we changed the name, just so everybody knows, in Philadelphia, it is definitely Yoga on the Steps. That's where we're holding the event. The steps are so iconic, but we actually do this event around the country and we don't always have steps. And we thought it was...
Oh, those poor other cities. They don't have those iconic steps.
Yeah.
Only we do.
And we wanted a name that kind of spoke more about the feeling of the event. And we, you know, we are raising money, but we're also asking people to sort of reach, extend, reach out, come together. So my hope is in a year or two, everyone will be okay with the name Reach and Raise.
I'm sure they will. And no matter what you call it, just show up, folks. Sunday, May 15th, Reach and Raise, Yoga for a Reason with Living Beyond Breast Cancer. Most importantly, where does everybody go to sign up?
Yeah, so the event is May 15th. We've always done this on the third Sunday in May. They can go to our website. Actually, you can go right to reachandraise.org. It's very easy. You can join a team. You can sign up as an individual. If you want to just show up that day, we absolutely take walk-in registrations. And it's really more than a yoga class. While we do practice yoga for about an hour, we'll have a healthy living expo. So a lot of vendors will be there with wonderful products to sell or information to share. We'll have food. We'll have some entertainment. I think we have laughter yoga coming.
Oh, cool.
Which should be fun. The class is led by Jennifer Shelter, who co-founded the event with me. And we have live kirtan music. It's a really special morning. So even if you don't want to do yoga, you can just be there and breathe and watch. Yeah, and I think it's very powerful.
Because it is always a good time. I have gone in years past. Reachandraise.org. I'll put that link right up at 957benfm.com for you. The event is made possible in part due to the generous support of Einstein Healthcare Network. How great are they when it comes to women's health?
We are so happy. We've never had a presenting sponsor for this event.
I'm in their group and I love them.
That's great. And we approached them and they were so enthusiastic and they've really come on board to help us. I know they'll be out in force with a team. So it's great to have Einstein as a partner for this event. You know, it just works really well with our messaging.
Were you impacted personally?
Actually not. I have not personally had breast cancer.
But your mom?
My mom had breast cancer. Well, and then actually she went on to have lung cancer and then uterine cancer, and she passed away 5 years ago. But I don't think there's anyone who can say they're not touched by breast cancer in some way. I just want to go back to why it's yoga, just so your listeners know. You know, there a lot of people participate in races and runs and walks. And when we decided to create a grassroots visible event, we didn't really want to compete with the American Cancer Society and Komen. And Jennifer Shelter approached me with another woman who had been diagnosed about the age of 40 with 3 young kids. And she turned to yoga during her diagnosis and treatment. And they had this vision. And I said, well, let's just do it. Let's just go do yoga on the steps. And since we've been doing it, there's been a lot of studies about the benefits of yoga when you're going through cancer treatment. So it reduces anxiety and stress, can reduce insomnia. So we're doing more and more studies. So another part of this event is we want to expose people to yoga. I think sometimes it's intimidating, but we have people of all shapes and all sizes. And what I've learned over the years is if you can breathe, you can do yoga.
Indeed. Thanks so much, Jean. More with Jean Sachs from Living Beyond Breast Cancer on our website on the podcast, the Woman of the Week podcast at 957benfm.com.